I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. I want to talk about relationship pruning. Jesus talked about how one of the ways that God the Father cares for us is if we're bearing fruit, that he will prune us. And this image of pruning is very powerful. If something isn't pruned, if there's a rose bush that has never been pruned before, it'll be okay. There'll be lots of roses on it. None of them will be thriving. But if you prune a rose bush, then the ones that have the most potential, those roses, will become phenomenal. And God does this with us. And one of the ways that he does this with us is by pruning relationships in our lives. Guys, you can't maintain every relationship in your life, and not every relationship is actually helping you thrive and become all that God called you to be, which means that as some relationships start to die, or even if there's, let's say, a business partnership that just goes sour, or there's a bunch of misunderstandings, you should maybe lean into that and be okay with it instead of constantly trying to save, resuscitate, rescue, take it all upon yourself. Maybe it's time to just, not in a mean way, but just let that branch fall off.
Yeah. And when we do rescue or over engineer relationships to be together out of guilt or a misplaced good intentions, it usually causes worse things to happen. And sometimes when we naturally cooperate with God and realize that this is probably where this comes to an end or it needs to change, we can then with grace and kindness go through that. But when we're over extending ourselves to make something work that's not meant to, we can actually hurt one another even more. And this is something that the human beings struggle with, because the idea of thinking that a relationship is coming to an end seems like a failure. But in fact, just like a plant, you know, dropping its leaves or having to cut it way back, that's what we need to thrive sometimes. It doesn't mean you have to judge somebody or be judged. It means maybe that's where it is. And the only way to know how to do this is to pray, I would think, to say, God, show me if this is what you want for me. Do you want me to work harder at this one or to let it go?
And unless it's a toxic relationship, it doesn't even mean a definitive ending. Sometimes you can leave the door open, but just walk away with the door open. But this could be painful. Or you might think you're failing as a Christian if you're not doing everything to resuscitate a relationship. No, it's okay. It's not hateful. It just means that you're not the Lord and you don't have to be present in everybody's life. Not everybody has to like or understand or want to work with you. Totally fine. Cling to Jesus.
You know, in business, sometimes letting a customer go is the way for them to find out, oh yeah, they do value me, or they found a better place. So let's pray. God, give us the wisdom and the courage to know when a relationship is meant to end, but help us to end it with kindness and love and dignity. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.